We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, refined viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Calidad de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arbarizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel, and in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan donates $12 million to the United Nations Children's Fund to restore basic social services in the Central African Republic. In good governance news, Bolivia allocates $5 billion to support small farmers and native plant varieties. In animal welfare news, a kind-hearted American woman, known as the Bunny Lady, rescues injured rabbits. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 13th, distinguished organic chemist Dr. Richard Würstetter was born in Karlsruhe, Germany in 1872. For his pioneering research of plant pigments, especially chlorophyll, Dr. Richard Würstetter was honored with the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 1915. He was able to determine the chemical structure of chlorophyll, which was the foundation for further successful research in plant chemistry. May brilliant scientists such as Dr. Richard Würstetter continue to help us better understand our amazing world.
Flying news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news from Bangladesh. Severe monsoons at the end of July 2011 set off flooding that swept through at least 200 villages in Cox's Bazar and other districts of southern Bangladesh. At least 6 people perished, including a child who succumbed to a mudslide, while over 10,000 people were forced to evacuate and seek refuge in storm shelters and other more elevated locations.
Upon hearing of the extreme conditions, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated $10,000, an amount that could purchase $279,000 in urgent necessities if obtained in the United States based on the cost of living in Bangladesh. Expressing all her love and sorrowful prayers, she asked that our nearby association members please go to render help to those most in need. Covering their own travel and related expenses of $3,500, our association's relief team from Formosa or Taiwan arrived in Bangladesh, where they met up with local association members. After discussing the disaster situation with the mayor of Cox's Bazar and local chiefs, they immediately went to a remote, low-lying region to visit the most severely affected. The homes of these already less fortunate inhabitants had been battered, with hygienic conditions that had become deplorable due to the flooding.
Water comes from the hills and sea, also houses broken, and 5 people die. Then we have very damaged. The poor people is very loose.
The relief team prepared 1,000 packs of relief materials, which included rice, potatoes, utensils, washing powder, toothpaste, and toothbrushes. They distributed 400 in Teknaf Upazila, 300 in Ukiah Upazila, and 300 in Ramu Upazila, while conveying Supreme Master Qinghai's caring support to the victims. They also gave local residents and officials SOS climate change flyers, which were warmly received by Bangladeshi people, as they understood about the vegan solution to such weather extremes. They also expressed their gratitude for Supreme Master Qinghai's love and help.
Many thanks for the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. Thank you very much. Thank you very much from our country and from us. Very, very thank you.
I'm very glad that the Supreme Master Chennai have come here to help our people who are affected in the flood. And your slogan that be wise, go green, save the planet. This is a good slogan. It will save our planet from climate change. So from as the Deputy Commissioner of Cox's Bazar, I again thank you for your activities. Thank you very much.
Thank you, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association.
We join in gratefulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's unconditional aid, as well as our association's relief team for their selfless endeavors. We pray for the smooth recovery of the Bangladeshi people to daily regularity as humanity strives to foster a kinder, stabilized ecosphere.
Earthquakes strike New Zealand, Pakistan, Ascension Island, Philippines, and Japan. In the Pacific, a deep tremor of magnitude 5.0 struck 10 kilometers north of Taupo, New Zealand on Tuesday afternoon, August 9th, which could be felt across North Island. Early on Wednesday in South Asia, a quake measuring 5.7 on the Richter scale rattled Pakistan as it hit 147 kilometers southeast of Dalbandin and was reportedly felt in Karachi and Balochistan. That night, a 5.7 magnitude quake rumbled 206 kilometers northeast of Ascension Island at a shallow depth, followed by a 4.8 magnitude aftershock.
A 5.4 magnitude tremor later shook Dalupiri in the Babuyan Islands of the Philippines on Thursday morning, 118 kilometers northeast of Lauag City. Early on Friday, a quake registering 5.9 in magnitude shook northeastern Japan, centered just 18 kilometers from Iwaki City in Fukushima Prefecture, where the damaged Daiichi nuclear power plant is situated. Fortunately, none of these events resulted in injuries or damage. With thankfulness for the safety of all in the quake-stricken regions, we pray that such potential dangers are quickly curbed through humanity's kinder, eco-stabilizing actions in a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Thank you. muốn tìm kho trời đâu sẵn có, tung khắp núi rừng trời đông lạnh gió. Chúng sạc sơ lông cành tả tơi tiềm. Muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bộ cho đám mèo hoang ốm đòi lang thang. Sống lén lút trong miếu đền hoang cổ, ngày nắng đêm tiêu tụy võ vàng. Ta thương xót miếu này vùng núi đá, lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô. Sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cô mồ, tìm đâu ra có ngọt suối cam lồ. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở cứu trần gian, sẽ khôn thành. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, để xin tao dừng lại hành tinh.
Be a veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 529. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. People in countries and regions across the globe, such as Australia, China, Egypt, Europe, Libya, Syria, Tibet, and Yemen, continue voicing demands that their governments show greater regard for all fellow country persons through reforms that include greater human rights and opportunities.
Europe, France, Italy, Spain, and Belgium acted to stabilize volatile European markets on Friday, August 12th, by instituting a temporary ban on short selling to reduce speculative trades.
Australia. The nation's high court has issued an injunction to halt the first deportation of asylum seekers to Malaysia under a controversial program approved by the government that has already garnered protests from both refugees and the public.
China. On Thursday, police clashed with thousands of people in Jiangxi County who rioted over rough treatment by officials, resulting in 10 arrests and 10 injured persons.
Tibet. In a ceremony in Dharamshala, northern India, attended by His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama, legal scholar and U.S.-based Harvard Law Research Fellow Lobsang Sangay was inaugurated as Tibet's new Prime Minister in exile as he reiterated calls for Tibetan autonomy within China.
Egypt. A cabinet spokesperson announced on Thursday that the government had begun processes to end a three-decade emergency law which has allowed police to detain citizens for undetermined periods without charging them with any crime.
Syria. Tens of thousands took to the streets on Friday as part of a campaign to declare they would kneel only before God and not any government authorities, with activists reporting that security forces killed at least 8 people as they fired upon the protesters.
In sadness for the lives lost, as well as the injured and oppressed, we pray that the strife in all nations is halted and that citizens in every region of the globe may decide to live in freedom and deserved dignity as a peaceful world.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
Except wanting the basic human rights that every of us have been plenty and every of us wanted. Just freedom, just a corner of the world to work, to earn the living, to live out the life that God has allotted to them, to take care of their children, be productive to the country. We do not remember what God taught us to do, but to love one another. We don't remember, we come with empty hands and we go with empty hands. And now we're trying for a few years, short in this earth, to try to grab everything to ourselves and then accumulate that contribution for our next life. But when we go and face God, God will ask us, I give you so much money, so much property, what did you do with it? Did you give my brother? Did you give my son who come to your door? No. At that time, you feel sorry and it's too late.
Chúa đã lên ngôi, hôm mai chỉ còn có con người ngậm ngùi rất dìu nhau trong cơn tâm tối. Này anh, này em ơi, chớ bỏ quên đời, chớ bỏ muôn loài, mà đi tìm cuộc vui nơi niết bàn xa xôi. Hãy cùng ta ở lại, hãy cùng ta ở lại, lặn lội kiếm tìm một chút tình thương, một chút tình thương mà ban phát cho muôn loài trong mười phương. Đi tìm hoài sao xa lắc tương lai, đi tìm hoài sao chưa thấy ai, Bồ Tát nơi đâu, Phật ở phương nào, từ bí bể rộng trời cao, hãy rưới xuống như mưa nguồn, cõi đời khô cằn hư hao, cho tan hết oan khiêng, đổ nát ngục tù, bụi trần bao trùm tâm linh. Đã từ lâu, mắt đã mờ, trí huệ u mê, thiên cung đã quên mất nẻo về, sáu cõi dãy đầy yêu chướng, quằn quại thân gông cùng trong xích xiền ma vương. Ai nào xót thương, ai người xót thương, Chúa Phật đã soi đường, nhưng đường còn đầy cạm bẫy. Ai quyền lực phi thường, cứu sinh linh thoát vòng oán trái. Này anh, này em ơi, hãy cùng tôi góp lời thiết tha nguyện cầu cho muôn loài an vui, kiếp kiếp đời đời. Xin hy sinh cầu cho muôn loài thối đắm chìm u minh.
Let peace be here now.
Red meat consumption increases chance of diabetes. U.S.-based Harvard University School of Public Health researchers have revealed the results of a first-ever study to examine the effects of different types of meat on type 2 diabetes. They concluded that one small daily serving of unprocessed red meat increased diabetes risk by 12% over a decade, while one daily serving of processed red meat, like bacon, increases the likelihood by 32%. The authors also found that substituting other protein sources, such as nuts and whole grains, correspondingly reduces diabetes risk.
Our sincere thanks, Harvard researchers, for sharing these facts about both the harms of meat consumption and the benefits of plant-based alternatives. Wishing that people everywhere may avoid all such health hazards by turning toward the humane and wholesome vegan fare.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and/or production.
Fatal prion diseases transmissible through air or milk. Rabies. Anthrax. Sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children.
Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections and other dangerous bacteria strains.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella.
Bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis. Shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock.
Food poisoning, heart attack, kidney failure from toxic additives like melamine and clenbuterol.
Some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer.
Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. more than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes.
347 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Save our planet. In new studies published in August 2011 by India's Network for Climate Change Assessment, mitigation measures are urged as the agency states that continued warming is causing the nation's water sources to decline, along with agricultural production.
Save our planet. Wildlife experts in Texas, USA report on August 8, 2011 that the state's worst one-year drought in history will impact wildlife for years, even as their habitat recovers, with the lack of water adversely affecting both nesting areas and birth rates.
Hi there, I'm Rangu the Rangutan, and it's a cruelty-free vegan diet for me. Today I'd like to share a healthy eating tip. You can try to include nutritious fruit or vegetables with each meal. For example, a banana and dates added to your cereal will enhance the flavor. Or a sliced cucumber and sprouts can make your vegan sandwich even more tasty. The ideas are limitless. Have fun! Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now for the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, Japan donates $12 million to the United Nations Children's Fund to restore basic social services in the Central African Republic. The three-year project will benefit a minimum of 200,000 children in the north and southeast regions of the country. It includes building and renovating 260 classrooms in 50 communities, reconditioning 100 basic health centers and 100 primary health care facilities, establishing 100 new water points and refurbishing 200 existing ones, and constructing 7 youth centers. Training to teachers and health workers will also be provided. Our grateful salute, Japan, for your generosity in helping the precious children of the Central African Republic. May this laudable endeavor be blessed with great success.
In good governance news, Bolivia supports small farmers and native plant varieties. Bolivian President His Excellency Evo Morales has signed a law that seeks to ensure food security for the Andean country. The government of the nation will allocate $5 billion over 10 years in a plan that will establish a state seed bank for native crops, as well as offer generous credits to small farmers. Furthermore, investment in mechanized agriculture and irrigation systems will take place. Congratulations, Your Excellency Evo Morales and Bolivia, on this significant step. May all countries' leaders and co-citizens look to organic agricultures to bring our world to a sustainable and vibrant era with God's grace. Up next on Noteworthy News, a gentlewoman has rescued over 150 rabbits and returned them to nature. We'll go visit the flowers and we'll come back quick. Please stay tuned for more favorable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, forward-thinking news for a progressive world. In animal welfare news, a kind American woman rescues injured rabbits. Affectionately known as the Bunny Lady, Ms. Connie Spaulding of Kings Mountain, North Carolina, has saved and rehabilitated more than 150 rabbits in 2010. She gets many calls from people who have found an injured or sick rabbit. After nursing the precious bunnies back to health, she returns them to nature in Kings Mountain State Park in neighboring Blacksburg, South Carolina. Bravo, Ms. Connie Spaulding, for your compassionate heart. May all our intelligent rabbit friends thrive in safety and happiness, continuing to color our world with a special loving presence.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Turkish entitled, What Happened?
Öğretmen 1869 yılında ne oldu diye öğrenciye sordu. Öğrenci cevap verdi. Mahatma Gandhi doğdu. Öğretmen 1873 yılında ne oldu diye yine sordu. Öğrenci cevap verdi. Gandhi 4 yaşında oldu.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Could you tell me where can I download Supreme Master Qinghai's English songs? Thank you for your love. Gambat from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia.
Melodious Gangbat, thank you for your inquiry. One site at which Supreme Master Qinghai's uplifting songs can be downloaded free of charge is www.godsdirectcontact.com/songs. We wish you many happy hours of listening delight. May the Divine abundantly grace you and the nature-loving citizens of Mongolia with contentment and harmony.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com. the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure having your company on Noteworthy News.
May celestial light continue to shine upon our lovely world.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Chinese officials welcome Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa in Beijing as a special guest for the 26th World University Games, as well as to meet with President Hu Jintao to enhance trade and cultural relations between their countries.
As part of the Affordable Health Act, the administration of U.S. President Barack Obama is allocating $28.8 million for 67 community health center programs across 23 states and Puerto Rico, intended to benefit an additional 286,000 people, regardless of their ability to pay.
In response to an appeal by the UN Relief and Works Agency, the Netherlands donates over $6 million to support the agency's efforts in helping Palestinian residents in both the West Bank and Gaza through the provision of healthcare, education, and other necessary services.
a security system that employs canine partners, utilizing their quiet presence along with a keen sense of smell that eliminates the need for methods like intrusive body searches, has been adopted by U.S.-based Amtrak Rail Service with such complete success that it is now being recommended for other venues like airports.
Jordan's Rubicon Group Holding announces construction plans for a 74-hectare Red Sea Astrarium in the popular tourist destination Aqaba that will generate hundreds of jobs as it celebrates the region's heritage and features attractions like a Star Trek theme park.
Oakland University's School of Nursing in Michigan, USA announces a new course titled A Lifestyle Change to Improve Health, The Vegan Diet, which encourages plant-based fare to prevent disease and maintain optimal well-being.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.